It is the Best Mix in the Morning Show, Wednesday edition of the Daily Dish now. And Leslie Jones, Laverne Cox, Josh Gad, and Tatiana Maslay from Orphan Black announced the nominations for the 72nd Annual Emmy Awards yesterday morning. Jimmy Kimmel will host the show live on September 20th on ABC. Netflix grabbed a record 160 nominations, including nods for shows like Ozark, The Crown, Unbelievable, The Kominsky Method, and Dead to Me. HBO's Watchmen received 26 nominations, and Amazon's Marvelous Mrs. Maisel picked up 20 nominations. That list of nominations is at Emmys.com. Johnny Depp's libel case in the UK came to a close on Tuesday after 3 weeks of dramatic testimony. Depp sued over an article in The Sun that called him a wife beater during his short-lived marriage to Amber Heard. In her closing submission, the attorney for News Group Newspapers, owner of The Sun, said there is no doubt that Mr. Depp regularly and systematically abused his wife. In his closing submission, the actor's lawyer called Heard a compulsive liar and said, "At its very core, we say it demonstrates that she is the abuser, not Mr. Depp. He is no wife beater." Outside the court on Tuesday, Heard said that it was incredibly painful to relive the breakup of her relationship and the most traumatic and intimate details of her life with Johnny. She added, "I stand by my testimony, and now I place my faith in British justice." A ruling on the case isn't expected for several weeks. And Kim Kardashian lasted one day in Wyoming with Kanye West. The mogul reunited with her hubby at their ranch on Monday, but Tuesday morning she was already back in L.A. TMZ says Kim flew back solo following a very difficult visit that included her getting emotional and crying in the car with Kanye. Kanye is still at the ranch at this time. And Kim and Kanye reunited Monday for the first time since his wild campaign rally in South Carolina last week and after a few Twitter rants. That's the Daily Dish for today.